Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we have Scout and Route with a look at Indianapolis and Denver for Thursday's NFL matchup. The Scout and Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down on the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and Major League picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. Well, it is the Colts, struggling Colts, against the Denver Broncos that are trying to work through some issues themselves. There's a lot going on wrong with the Colts right now. For starters, with one of the best running backs in the league, they are not averaging even 88 yards rushing per game. The first thing they need to do is establish the run against Denver. If they can establish the run early, this game will look similar to last week. Jonathan Taylor is, again, an elite back, and they can't get the running game going unless they can press the hole, get success running the football. They've averaged 14.3 points per game. That's last in the NFL. It's the worst-looking offense at this point. Now, the Broncos' offense has been struggling as well. The average has been only 16.5 points per game. They're 29th in the league. So look for a low-scoring game. But the defense is better at preventing opposing offenses from getting unleashed, whereas the Colts have been a little bit more struggling from an offensive standpoint. So the Broncos have a better-looking defense. They've got more pieces together. But this is going to be a pretty close game, probably a very low-scoring affair. Now, before we get to our Vegas insider, let's look at the Preciser pick for the Broncos versus the Colts. Preciser has the Broncos at 68.2% to win this game. Those percentages are subject to change throughout the next few days leading up to the game, so make sure that you keep checking them at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All their links will be in the podcast description. Their mission is to bring both casual and seasoned fans together to access data that has been carefully researched to make the best decisions possible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, and that's where Preciser comes in. Their goal here is to ensure that no sports fans is excluded, and all data and features from their uniform platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Preciser, again, has the Broncos at 68.2% over the Colts for this coming game's Thursday night. Up to this point in the season, Preciser has predicted the right winner at 62.5% rate, and you can continue to check their numbers again at Preciser.io.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the Route to Victory in betting the Colts-Broncos Week 5 matchup presented by Preciser. If you were to tell me what the two most disappointing teams in the NFL were to start the season, I would probably tell you the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos. Colts 1-2-1 this season, Broncos 2-2. Now, big thing to start off early, just kind of surface level stuff. The Colts have not won a game on the road yet. They're 0-1-1, that one tie coming against Houston at the start of the season. The Broncos have two wins, both of those wins coming at home. So they are 2-0 at home. Surface level stuff means a little bit, but need to dive deeper into the numbers. And right now the Broncos are sitting at a 3-point favorite. And at least in the last game, Russell Wilson looked better. It was turnovers that were the issue. A Melvin Gordon fumble ended up in the hands of a Raiders player that ended up as 7 points. And really, that was the biggest difference in the matchup that finished 32-23. It's just a mess offensively in terms of fumbles, in terms of some turnovers, coaching. But Russell Wilson did play better in their matchup against the Raiders. So if Russell Wilson and their receivers on the same page and they're going to improve week to week to week, we know that Russell Wilson has a ton of promise. And they're going up against an Indianapolis Colts defense. You look up the yards passing that they have given up, 218.5 yards per game. That doesn't seem like much, but their team DVOA ranking in terms of pass defense, 27th in the NFL. That is obviously one of the worst. They do well against the run, and yes, the Broncos are going to be without Javonte Williams, who was out for the season. They still have Melvin Gordon, and Russell Wilson can still run as well. Broncos average 109.5 yards rushing per game. I don't think that's going to mean much, though. It's more about the passing game, and I think the passing game's getting better, and I think it's better than the Colts here. And the Colts, look, they just aren't good offensively. unless they get a game that's full of turnovers, special teams makes an impact. They're averaging only 14.3 points per game. Their only win really was because of a fumbled punt early on in that one that gave them a win over Kansas City. They didn't even stop Kansas City all that much. It was just miscues on their end. They were beat bad by Tennessee, beat very bad by Jacksonville, and tied with Houston. Look, because of the turnovers, Matt Ryan fumbling the ball a lot, 5 interceptions already this season, it just doesn't feel like a good spot, especially because Jonathan Taylor isn't rushing the ball all that well. I know it seems like maybe a lot of points, and this could be a good game to take the 3 points and to take the hook if it's potentially there, but right now I'm seeing the Broncos laying 3, and that's where I'm going to go for this matchup. That's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.